In many ways, the new building will be large, 175,000 square feet, four stories, and a $48 million price tag, but it'll leave a relatively small carbon footprint. UW-Oshkosh Chancellor Richard Wells says it'll meet the EPA's gold standard for green commercial buildings.
It's basically designed to make your building more environmentally friendly, to maximize use of light, minimize electrical uses, build in energy independent kind of features from solar panels to geothermal to the possibility up the road of a small wind turbine and things of that sort. Green roofs, all that type of thing.
The state will pay $40 million toward the project, which is on the so-called wish list under the proposed federal fiscal stimulus package. The university must raise another $8 million. Wells says the new building will be his school's first new classroom space in 37 years. He says it's been in line behind other priorities.
There was a need for more prisons, unfortunately, and so that delayed some of the construction projects at institutions like Oshkosh and Eau Claire and La Crosse and Whitewater.
Three other new classroom buildings were approved for UW-La Crosse, Parkside, and Superior. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.